For over 30 years now, I've been fascinated by Japanese ukiyo-e prints. That's the woodblock prints that were made by such great artists as Hokusai or Hiroshige, an art medium whose heyday was in the late 1800s. Yoshitoshi is one of my favorites. But no question, Hokusai is probably the best-known ukiyo-e artist, certainly outside of Japan. His image, The Great Wave, has become an icon, not only for ukiyo-e, but it's become a symbol for Japan itself. I've spent countless hours looking at, studying, and reading about Japanese ukiyo-e prints because they fascinate me. No doubt because I'm a photographer and I appreciate two-dimensional art, but it's a form of two-dimensional art that is so incredibly different than the kind of art we photographers make. This project is my attempt to bridge that gap between cultures, between media, between photography, and Japanese woodblock printing. I had no intention of doing this project, to be honest, until I happened to see a particular shape carved by nothing other than nature and time in the walls of Capitol Reef in the Utah desert. I looked up, and there was this shape on the wall that so reminded me of Hokusai's Great Wave that it immediately implanted in me the seed for a potential project. I've been back to those canyon walls now for 3 weeks of photographing and found here and there, interspersed among the great landscapes and fantastic desert scenes, the occasional Japanese aesthetic, as though it was carved there by some ukiyo-e artist from long ago. This portfolio includes several Japanese ukiyo-e conventions, including an embedded cartouche for the title of the project and for each image. It includes a typical Japanese ukiyo-e border that makes perfect sense when we keep in mind that ukiyo-e woodblock printing starts when an image is carved in reverse in a piece of flat cherry wood. These hand-carved borders become an interesting part of the aesthetic of a typical Japanese ukiyo-e print. So, here's a project called Hokusai in the Rocks, consisting of 11 images that remind me so much of that great work from a continent and a century away.